Here are your latest Newcastle United headlines. I'm Aidan Perkins. We'll start with the very latest on the proposed takeover of the Magpies. Reports say that the takeover could go through officially in as short a time period as the next 4 weeks. It's been reported that the £300 million takeover of Newcastle is now in the hands of the Premier League. The necessary paperwork has been lodged, which means that a consortium, which is backed by Saudi Arabia's Public Investment Fund, could well be in place before the start of the new season, whenever that will be. The Premier League has reportedly begun mandatory background checks on those involved in the Amanda Staverley-led Saudi-backed consortium, which includes Saudi's Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman. Sky Sports says that any concerns regarding Saudi's human rights record would need intervention from the UK government to influence whether the sale would be allowed to go ahead, and that is a move which is thought to be highly unlikely. So it appears, all things considered, that the takeover of Newcastle is the closest it's been now to going through. Legal framework for a deal was put in place by the two parties and emerged in public on Tuesday. The Saudi-backed consortium will still have to pass the Premier League's owners and directors test, and then Mike Ashley's acrimonious 13-year tenure at St James's Park may well come to an end. Newcastle and Ashley have so far declined to comment publicly. In the light of the takeover news, though, the odds on Massimiliano Allegri taking charge of Newcastle have been slashed significantly by bookmakers. Allegri is expected to return to football somewhere in 2020, having taken a sabbatical after his long successful spell with Juventus. A number of top European clubs have been linked with his signature, and Newcastle now could be his destination. If the takeover goes through, reports say that the new owners will dispense of the services of current boss Steve Bruce and will look for a big name appointment. Allegri is thought to be in contention, but former boss Rafa Benitez is also an early candidate. That's all for now. We'll have more later.